This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The number of traffic fatalities in the county since the first of the year has now reached 19, following a deadly crash on Highway 101 just north of Wyatt yesterday morning. Two unidentified Pennsylvania women, one 52 years old and the other 21 years old, lost their lives when, for unknown reasons, the driver lost control of the vehicle and it left the roadway adjacent to the off-ramp and hit a tree and overturned at about 9:45. The vehicle ended up on its roof. One woman was pronounced dead at the scene, while the second was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital, where she later died as a result of the injuries she suffered. Three passengers, including two teenagers, in the back of the vehicle, all of whom were not wearing seatbelts, suffered serious injuries and were taken to St. Joe's as well. Impairment is not considered a factor in the crash. The cause remains under investigation. A United States Forest Service firefighter died while on a training exercise in the Six Rivers National Forest on Saturday. 12-year fire service veteran Bill Janos, a member of an engine company assigned to the Gaskee Ranger District, was on a conditioning hike with other crew members when he suffered a medical emergency and collapsed. Immediate first aid and life-saving efforts were started, but they were unable to revive Janos, who was later pronounced dead. The fire service has opened an investigation in tandem with the Delnord County Coroner's Office into the cause of Janice's death. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and they face an agenda light on action items and heavy on consent calendar items, including letters of appreciation for community members who have served on various boards and commissions. The board will issue a letter of support for continued development of the Van Arken Community Forest Project in the Mattole River headwaters. That would mean the acquisition of 1,600 acres of forest land to complete the Upper Mattole River Cooperative in an effort to restore the forest land and the habitat for salmonids. The board will also approve a 5-year contract with Renner Petroleum for the delivery of bulk fuel and petroleum products used by the county. Also on the agenda is an item that will formally transition local off-year school district elections with even-year statewide elections, similar to changes made for special districts and service districts, with the goal to ensure greater voter turnout on election day. In February of last year, the county and the city of Eureka entered into an agreement to address the issue of homelessness in the city. At today's meeting, the supervisors will approve a measure to enter into an agreement with the Betty Kwan Chin Center to assist the Department of Health and Human Services with the issue. The county's costs cannot exceed $230,000 per fiscal year, and the money comes from federal, state, and local sources and is managed through county social services. A black bear managed to get inside a vehicle yesterday. Jordan Christmas has more.
Humboldt County deputies responded to a residence on Greenwood Heights on a report that an adult black bear was locked inside of a vehicle. A deputy and a lieutenant responded to the scene and found the bear locked inside, and the animal acted aggressively whenever someone approached the car. The vehicle's owner unlocked the car, and a rope was tied to the door handle, and it was opened from a far distance. The bear got out of the vehicle and ran into the brush.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Come January of 2018, you will be able to walk into a cannabis retail outlet in California and purchase marijuana for personal recreational use. At the local level, that means you could possibly purchase marijuana that was grown here in Humboldt County by a permitted and regulated grower and distributor. On Talk Shop, Sheriff Billy Hansel spoke about the impact legalization will have, and he foresees some big changes over the next few years as permitted growers displace the black market grower, and it starts with the price.
And right now in Humboldt County, people are still paying a whole lot of money for properties, infrastructure to try and grow marijuana here. I honestly believe that the only people that are going to be able to survive are the permitted growers that are growing acres of marijuana and that they're able to absorb the price impact of a price lowering.
To receive state permits to grow marijuana, the grower must first acquire the necessary county permits, and that includes new testing standards for the product. Standards, Hansel believes, will drive the black market grower out of business.
When you can get dirt cheap marijuana that you know is tested and that it doesn't have any chemicals in it, then why would you buy? Why would you bother with black market where you have all these carcinogens out there? I think honestly, that's the only way it's going to survive. You're going to see the people that are permitted, that get everything tested. Those are the growers. That's the industry that's going to survive.
You can listen to Sheriff Billy Hansel talk shop and marijuana by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.